conservative political activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker here. Today we have a very special podcast. We have guests from Lineborough, New Hampshire, Bob and Sherry Finch, and they are going to start sharing their experiences in dealing with the Department of Environmental Services here in New Hampshire, as well as the Department of Justice, who started targeting them and accusing them of their septic system that's been in place since 1990 of leaking into the groundwater in their town and causing all sorts of problems without any evidence. And in fact, this has gone. The DES ordered a summary judgment on the Finches, and the judge ruled in favor of the Department of Environmental Services a few weeks ago. So we're going to start exposing this, the corruption here, the total abuse of power. And with all that said, I am going to introduce Robert and Sherry Finch. Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to try to keep this simple for the public. So I'm just going to ask you questions and you can respond about all of this. So first off, can you tell me when this septic system was put in place and were you the ones that had the septic system installed?
No, we were not the ones that had it installed. In 1994, we bought this house on a VA loan, and the paperwork that came with the house said that there was a system in place. And of course, as I said, it was a VA loan, so we have to presume that they did their job and investigated it fully.
And now one of the problems that you're facing is the Department of Environmental Services is stating that not only is your system in failure, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but that your system was not permitted. Have they been able to provide evidence that supports that statement? Have they been able to provide evidence that supports them saying that your system has not been permitted? It was never permitted.
There isn't any evidence as to whether it was permitted or not. According to the VA documents that came with the house, the system was installed after 1990. We bought it in 94. So 91, 92, a new system went in. Our paperwork says to see the contractor and the date there. And according to the state, there's no records, there's no permit, and the town records seem to be missing at this time also.
Wow, so there's apparently no records according to your town and the state of New Hampshire. That's very interesting. So how did this all start? Like, how did you start realizing that, you know, you were getting targeted, I guess, because they really haven't provided any evidence to support their claims, but who initially approached you about this problem?
The health officer from the town was the first to approach us. And he didn't even knock on the door. He showed up, the building inspector showed up, and they were wandering around the property inspecting it.
So without any notice and without you knowing, they were out on your property walking around?
They didn't tell us. They didn't knock at the door. They didn't call. There was nothing. We saw them on one of the security cameras and went outside to see what it was they wanted.
Wow. So, exactly. I was going to say, I imagine one of you were out there pretty quick. And what was their explanation for being there?
They said they had a complaint, a septic smell in the area, and they knew it was our house.
Okay. So some people may not know. I know you've lived in Lineborough for quite a few years. I just out there for the first time a couple months ago to visit with you. Can you maybe recap real quick some history of the contamination issue, specifically those streams that run through your house, by your house?
There is a seasonal stream running maybe 40 feet from the east side of the house. And the thing had a horrible odor to it. It was there when we bought the house in 94. It'll be 30 years next year that we've been here. We did call the town about this. It was a bad smell.
Yeah.
And we did call the town a few times, and they said, yeah, well, that happens, blew us off, couldn't do anything about it. We learned to live with it. There were complaints from other neighbors going forward. It was found to be another neighbor's house.
Okay.
That system was not replaced. Still haven't heard anything on that front. They're closer to the stream than we are, but it couldn't possibly be them, we've been told. Okay, fine, whatever.
And you've asked DES to come out and maybe test some areas that you know have had problems that are actually uphill from your home. So
there's something else going on uphill, because the stream tests high for the coli count is through the roof further uphill from us. And there are several streams coming down this hill, and they all smell pretty bad. So I don't know what's going on up there, but it's coming from uphill. We can see where it's coming out near our property, but even that point is uphill from our system. So how they can be so certain it's our house is beyond me.
And when the health inspector came out, the town health inspector, he was pretty much trying to tell you that there's, you know, they know it's coming from your home without doing any substantial test work, testing other homes, other systems. They just, you know, they pointed it on you. And I know when I was out there talking to you a few months ago, you had talked about, too, there's some swimming area there that has some type of contamination issue in the town?
Yes. It's about 3 miles away, and it is in the documentation on this case that they believe that we're to blame for the coli contamination in the swimming hole 3 miles away. And you've got this pinpointed down to one house without an investigation? That's interesting.
So pretty much, would you describe the health officer to be sort of threatening when he was talking to you? Or has anyone been threatening in your dealings with Department of Environmental Services and the Department of Justice?
I would honestly have to say that they've all been very threatening. Yeah. We will comply or else. You know, we'll condemn your home, we'll do this, we'll do that. The threats have been nonstop.
That's awful.
But we haven't seen any of their evidence yet.
And you've asked for it.
Oh, yes. We've repeatedly asked, well, you know, where is the law that says this? Or where is, you know, show us evidence, you know. Where do we look for some of these laws that you keep throwing at us? Some of them actually don't exist at all. Quoting laws at us that don't exist. Okay.
Right. That sounds about right. So a little bit background. So you two are retired and you're hoping to just, you know, retire and live in your happy New Hampshire home and, you know, just sort of want to be left alone and you're able to sustain yourselves. You have a farm. What are your backgrounds? You're retired. Where you retired from?
Well, I spent 30-some-odd years in the private sector working on military systems and high-end electronics, and that was after being a veteran in the early 70s. So I basically stayed in that one position and just worked my whole career.
So,
and, of course, now Sherry. I worked in commercial electronics, audio video systems for many years. And when that obsoleted, I took a work at home job and eventually signed up with the fire department and trained for EMS. I was the animal control officer in this town for many years also, lots of volunteer work. The at-home work paid for most of my volunteer work.
Yeah.
I worked to work.
Right, and, yeah, and this is...
It is a small farm. We are not wealthy people. We're retired.
Right.
But we're happy. We can get by. We're fine.
And you both served your communities in this...
We're in a whole new septic system, though. No.
And they really haven't proven as to why you would need to. That's the problem. And, you know, this whole runaround with them... you know, you've both served your community, you pay your taxes, and they really, to get to the bottom of it, they don't have the authority to send paid state bureaucrats off onto law-abiding taxpayer citizens of the state. And you've stood your ground. The judge has issued something, and that you have passed the deadline, correct? When was the deadline?
The deadline was last Thursday.
And this
we
is...
had 30 days to hire a designer and apply for a permit to build a whole new system here, which would require us to replace all the plumbing in the house as well. It is a 200-year-old plus house.
Right, which is another huge factor that's good information for the public to have.
Yeah, it's an old house. It's in good shape. Everything's running fine. All the systems have been upgraded and maintained over the years. Everybody said they thought we're retired. We can't afford this. There's just no way. And we do stay here. Bob and I have not left this house together since this started because initially the first the town and then the state threatened to have some company come in and replace it, and they just bill us for it, so they force a replacement. And so we're afraid, you know, a construction company is going to show up and trash our property.
Right.
So we don't dare leave it unattended. So we have been confined for 3 years. This has gone on so far.
And this all really started. They really started. You know, it was all during COVID that this started, right? During a lot of things were shut down. They told you to go to certain offices that you couldn't get in contact with because they were closed due to COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was during COVID. I mean, it would take weeks. They'd tell you, well, you have to, you know, get a hold of a designer and get a design done within, you know, 2 weeks. So we couldn't even get a phone call back for 2 months. Sometimes 3 months just to get a call back, just to talk to them on the phone. And the deadlines are absolutely absurd.
Right. And then just to clarify for the public, the ruling did come from the Hillsborough North Superior Court. And that was issued to the Finches. And this is when they're saying they are going to grant the summary judgment that the Department of Environmental Services issued against the Finches. And the Finches had also subsequently filed a motion to dismiss, and that was denied by the Hillsborough North Superior Court. And that was Judge David Anderson who made that ruling. So, as you know, they have passed the deadline. Was last Thursday. We've gone through the weekend. This is Monday of a holiday weekend. The Finches have not heard anything further as of to this date. But as you can see, they are being threatened. They don't feel comfortable leaving the house together. That is an infringement on one's rights. And this needs to stop. We need to get this information out. The New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services and the New Hampshire Department of Justice are, in essence, threatening the Finches for no reason, and they don't have the authority to do so. So with that said, I think we should continue this on. Our next podcast, we'll talk about a little bit of the evidence they claim to have and perhaps maybe why you would not view it of what they're stating to be quite factual, based on the so-called evidence they provided. So thank you, and we will continue this.